Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's Lee Kwai Lau here with the LFAM Streamers Podcast, and I get asked a ton of questions about streaming. Today, I want to go over some fundamentals on streaming 101, why you need to do what you need to do early on, and if you're already making these mistakes, fix it before it's too late. I want to thank Sneak Energy for being an official sponsor of mine, one of my mains, Secret Labs chairs as well. And to the whole Twitch community, Facebook community, and even the YouTube community, thank you for all your love and support. Please continue to like my channels, subscribe to them if you can, or if you want to, just stop by and share it. It's always appreciated. And I'm so happy to be doing this special podcast that has been asked by a ton of you for me to do. I'm going to have live video of this actual coverage on my YouTube as well as at leekwailau.com. So if you go to leekwailau.com, which is basically my name, you are going to see in the podcast section the actual live video. I'll have it up on my Facebook page as well as my Twitter. And also, again, check it over on YouTube. But let's go ahead and get into this because I want to answer your questions from all these people. Okay, here we go. We're going to start it. Let's do it. All right. So you're thinking about streaming or you started streaming and now you're like, okay, how do I get viewership? But how do I get my audio to work better? How do I get my capture card to capture my gameplay better? How do I create a community that's willing to watch, willing to learn? And what is my game that I should be streaming? What is it that people want to watch? This is something that I get asked about a lot, and it fluctuates really depending on the person's type of gameplay. I always tell people, if you're comfortable playing a certain game, there's nothing wrong with you playing the game that you like. That's the number one start right there. It doesn't have to be the mainstream game. Sometimes it's best not to do that mainstream game right off the bat. Take your time. Why rush it? So we're going to get into something really simple. A lot of people stream for the first time and they do it off of console, right? You have your Xbox console, you have your PlayStation, and you're wanting to try streaming, but you don't know how to go about doing it. There's some good factors and some bad factors about streaming on console. You're kind of limited when it comes to the output, but at the same time, it's kind of nice that everything is right there in front of you. When you get into the PC realm of gaming, it's a little bit more complex. There's updates that you got to deal with, such as Microsoft, drivers for your graphics cards, and even the drivers that update automatically with your software, such as if you're using VoiceMod, which is an application that lets you kind of use different voices, and it's a great source for filtering out background noise. I love it. I've pretty much perfected the use of that. Some people had a problem with it, but that's mostly because they just hadn't figured it out yet. You got to get it dialed in. And also mic quality. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that every headset is going to sound amazing, because it's not. There's some headsets that when you talk, they sound pretty decent. My first go-to pick, if you had to use a headset right off the bat, I would tell you that the Astros are always seem to have one of the best mic qualities when it comes to talking. It's not too loud, it's not too pitchy, and it sounds pretty decent. In my case, I'm using an actual whole studio, as you can see if you're watching this live, either on my YouTube or at leekwailau.com, you're going to notice that I'm in a professional studio. My choice of mic is the XLR type style mic. It's a studio mic and it's hand tuned with brass and 24 karat gold in it. And it's being filtered through a Yamaha digital receiver as well as a Allen & Heath analog mixer board. I'm a huge fan when it comes to good quality audio. And I believe the first step in doing that is finding the niche that works for you in your stream. We want to stream, right? Well, step number one, make sure you have a mic that works. I highly recommend don't use a mic that is staticky or broken, has a broken connection. If it's constantly popping or it's high pitch and it's just not filtering good, you're going to get your watchers kind of cringing on the other end. Because remember, if they're using AirPods or if they're watching it on their PC or their television, they're going to be able to pick up all those different noises. So start first by making sure you have a decent mic. Now going into capture, how do I capture my gameplay? We're going to make it real simple. There's something called a capture card, and it kind of looks like something like this. I'm going to give a huge shout out to Elgato right now. Elgato, if you're watching, I'm Lee Kwai Lau, host of the LFAM Streamers Podcast. And we want to reach out to you because we love your products and I use a lot of them, especially your Stream Deck. And I also use the Elgato Pro that's actually inside of my PC as well. My son's PC actually uses the Elgato Pro, the 4K one. Either one is perfect. You can't go wrong. I still believe they're the best capture cards on the market. So check out Elgato.com today. I'll have a link with it in my podcast as well. So the first thing that you'll notice that I'm holding in my hand is something called the HD60. It's been around for a good while, and it's pretty decent because you could capture basically 1080p 60 with it, right? Or 40 Mbps. So it all depends on what you're wanting to do as far as your bit rate capture and stuff like that. But what I really like about Elgato is Elgato also provides a simple, fun to use, interactive user interface that you could download to access their software. It's kind of being shown right here in the back, and you'll see it right here as I kind of focus in on it for you. And what's nice about this software here is it lets you kind of dial in streaming a little bit more professional than just a simple capture like an Xbox straight to the like Twitch or something. This is going to make a huge difference, okay? So what you want to do is you want to get one of these. It's not real big. It's real small. It looks like this. I'm sure you've seen them around. Some of you guys are literally like waiting for these, or they're hard to get right now because there is a chip shortage for transistors out there in the market right now. And I have one. I have an actual one here, and I don't use it. I don't use it at all. So who knows? Maybe I'll have to put a comment in there somewhere. If somebody's looking to buy one, maybe I'll do something like either have a contest or maybe even sell it. Who knows? But basically all it is it's two HDMI cables. One goes in here, one goes in here. It goes into your console and basically it captures the gameplay and it allows you to stream it. You do not need an extreme high powerful PC to go ahead and have this Elgato software running for you if you want to run it through a laptop. You'd be surprised. You could get away with a pretty mild PC build of a laptop and actually capture gameplay. Now, obviously, when it comes to streaming a really big, complex game, maybe something like Call of Duty, Warzone, you might run into a little bit of issues there. But that's where I highly recommend keep it to a minimum, maybe like 720 to 30 frames per second, and keep your bit rate down a little bit so it doesn't over accelerate the usage of the power of what your PC could actually put out, especially using a laptop. But you will be surprised how this little device could start you streaming in a pretty decent manner. Now, going into the next step of, okay, I got my mic, I got my headset, my mic quality is good, I got my capture. Now I want to get to upgrade my stream. What should I do? What's the next step I should do? Okay, check this out. Streaming can get expensive, and it gets expensive really fast. A lot of times people are rushing to get logos. They're rushing to find a name or a niche or a brand. Here's what you have to remember when it comes to streaming. Streaming is something that you cannot rush, okay? You have to develop a brand and a name that works, that makes sense, okay? So like if you have a Twitter account, an Instagram account, all this stuff, and your gamer tag, it should all kind of blend together. You should have just one universal name. If you type in Lee Kwai Lau into Google, you're going to find like anywhere between 20,000 to 40,000 impressions or results that talks about me, Lee Kuai Lau. And the reason why is because I've been using this name, Lee Kuai Lau, since the beginning of Xbox. It's been around a very long time, from Gears of War gameplay to Rainbow Six Vegas to Halo 1. I mean, you name it. Lee Kuai Lau has been around a long time. And I had a lot of fun doing what I did with my friends and playing with different clans, even with R6 and stuff, and even doing some competition plays here and there. It was fun. But to me, my passion came into the technology and I fell in love with it. I even went to school for IT and now I use it to integrate everything into my studio itself and take it to the next level. So you're going to get some really decent advice on how to improve your quality of your stream without dropping a ton of money. Because let's just face it. Sometimes mom and dad's not going to pay for something that doesn't make sense, especially if the bills have to be paid first. So talking about what we got to do next. All right. We checked our audio. We got our capture card. And now you want to look at streaming software. If you have a PC that works where you could actually stream from a PC, that's fantastic. All you got to do is basically hook it up, do it, and decide, am I going to run OBS, Delgado Software, or SLOBS, which is Streamlabs? Streamlabs gives you a lot of cool beginner tools and stuff like that, but it is extremely hard on a PC. It uses a lot of CPU and stuff. So the thing is like, do you really want to use, you know, a lot of interactive overlays and things like that? Some of you are wondering, well, what's an interactive overlay? What's that mean? It's one of these overlays that have the graphics where something's moving constantly around your graphics and stuff like that. So anytime you have that and it's connected to a browser base, such as a .com, it's grabbing that information from the web and it's transferring it over using your bitrate and it's actually putting it into your stream. While you are playing and while you are streaming, you are also using your internet at the same time, which could compromise how much usage the PC is actually maintaining, putting out, as well as your internet and what it can handle. So remember that, you know, using Streamlabs might be a little bit complicated, but it's up to you whether or not you want to do it. Now, if you want to improve your stream quality as far as how to get people to find you, again, I cannot emphasize enough, pick a name that works. Pick a name that makes sense. Some people have a really long, complex name with numbers and symbols in it. It's extremely hard to remember something like that. You know, obviously, I'm the only Lee Kuai Lau there is. But, you know, for other people, you have somebody like Ninja. You know, it's a very short name. You have Cypher, you know, it's a very short name. Dr. Lupo. You know, so you have these names that are catchy and that you understand and that you know. But if you have a name that's really long, the gamer tag itself, you might be doing yourself a discredit by having such a complex name. Keep that in mind. For some of you, you're not going to want to part with the name that you had from day one. You're not going to want to do the research to see if that name exists first. Right away, you want to create a Twitch. Right away, you want to get it up and running. But the problem is your Twitch doesn't match your gamer tag. Your gamer tag doesn't match your other gamer tag on your other platforms. If you have a PlayStation or if you go to a PC and you have a Steam account, it's a different name. If you have an EA account, it's a different name. Like, let's face it, everything starts to change. And now when you put it out there on the web and you post something to Instagram, you might have something like, hey, I am the greatest 127 star. You know, and on Instagram, it's I am the greatest 127771, you know, because star's not available. Who knows? But the thing that we have to remember is the internet recognizes us by the definition in which we are as an individual. Remember, these are bots. These are basically computer programs that are identifying us. Okay, through facial recognition patterns, as well as name. The name is no different than an identity of somebody's face when you're using the internet, especially as a content creator. I cannot stress this more than what I'm doing it right now, because it's one of the most important factors that you have to have when it comes to streaming. So please do yourself a favor. Stop doing yourself a disfavor by not having a name that works on all platforms. This requires some homework. You're going to have to dig deep. You're going to have to search Twitch. You're going to have to search Twitter, Instagram, maybe TikTok, Facebook. Do it. Okay. If the name's available on all the platforms, go for it and try to keep it short. A name that's super long, it's going to be really hard. So again, streaming 101. For some of you, you may have heard this 1,000 times. You may think, oh, well, I already know this part. Maybe you don't know that part. Maybe your accounts aren't linked up. Maybe that's why you're having a hard time getting the SEO to recognize who and what you are out there. Keep it simple. Simplify it, but make it work. The other thing I want to talk about is when we go and we start using software and integration things, we always want to upgrade our stations. Sometimes we rush things so fast that we're so focused on getting a logo that we forget that maybe paying for a logo that's $40 or $80 or even $150 or an intro, maybe you could have did that on your own. Meaning there's all kinds of cool phone apps out there and things like that that allow you to actually make intros. All you have to do is look into the apps and find something that helps you make cool thumbnails or make cool intros and start with that. You create it, you save the file to your phone, and you email it to yourself. Once you email it to yourself, create a folder on your laptop or desktop and upload that image or that graphic to that folder. Now, when you open your OBS or your Streamlabs or your Elgato, all you got to do is click basically upload file, right? And you're able to actually access that intro and make it work for you. It's that simple. You just choose whether or not you want it to loop or not to loop. A lot of people think it's hard and complex. You guys are living in a generation that's amazing because you have an opportunity to do it with simplicity. Okay. I went to school learning how to write software and went to school learning how to do security software as well. And it was a lot to it. But these programs that you have right now where you could do this stuff, it's easy. It's straight elementary. I mean, it's not hard at all. All it takes is a little passion and desire. And there's a lot of cool YouTube videos out there that kind of show you stuff on how to do it. So there's a little trick that you guys could do. Also, with your Streamlabs and your OBS software, you could create what's called hot buttons and these hotkeys. And these hotkeys will actually be hotkeys that you could push. Maybe there's something that you don't use on your keyboard when you're playing, and you could program that button to actually make a pop-up occur and things like that. But I want to talk a little bit about going into something that I think every streamer should invest in. And a lot of times they put it off, but in the end, they're like, man, I should have got it. Now, if you have an old iPad laying around or old phone and it still works, you could actually get an Elgato software application and download it. That will let you turn any application or desktop into basically a Stream Deck. All right, this is a Stream Deck right here. Now, I use the series before the last, which is like the medium one. It's not the smallest of medium. Then they make an XL basically Stream Deck as well. And this is something that's up to you. Shout out to Elgato again for making some awesome products. But the Elgato Stream Deck allows you to have a lot of alerts. Now, every time you look at the buttons, you could take the button, put a folder in there, and create multiple buttons on top of buttons, which allow you to have all kinds of different things. Let's say if I want you guys to know where my Facebook was, I could just do that. Let's say if I want you to know where my Twitch is, hey, I could tell you, hey, there's my Twitch. Or maybe I want you guys to go check out my Twitter. So I kind of point over to my Twitter and I'm like, hey, check out my Twitter. These are our interactive cool things that you could add with the Stream Deck that actually work. Even the rotating banner that you see up there, I could control it whether or not I want it to work or not work just by touching it, or add extra cameras to work as well. It's simple. It's easy. I highly recommend it. If you're not doing it yet, this is something that you is a must for streams. The interaction tool itself that it provides is literally priceless when it comes to streaming. So I highly, highly recommend it. Once you figure out how to use your Stream Deck and you figured out how to use the graphics and things like that, at that point is when I try to tell a lot of people, when you have your name down and you have your and this goes for anything you want to do. If you want to be a blogger or a podcaster or make YouTube videos or whatever, start with the fundamentals. Build up your quality of your studio by learning the software first. That requires hours of watching and learning. You will not shortcut it, and nobody could do everything for you. A lot of times people think streaming's easy. The truth is, it's extremely hard. It's extremely hard. And the reason why is because in order to get to that next level, you have to stay consistent in how you are actually doing your stream and your podcast constantly. So the next thing I would recommend, once you figure this out and you have your Stream Deck working and you got your logo finally up and you could you know, turn it and off and on and do all this cool stuff, or you have stingers that rotate and change the stream, you have all these features, you learned a lot, and you want to upgrade your audio. Now, a lot of times people go out and they buy something that's called an XLR mic. That's what I'm using. But there's all kinds of mics out there, right? Or they use a USB mic for their first mic because the cost factor scares them when you get into XLR. When you get into an XLR mic, it has to be powered through an amplifier of some source. So you have to have something that powers it, like a mixer board or something. It has to have an amplifier. If you don't have it, it's not going to work. If it does work, it's going to be very, very quiet because there's no power going through it. Now, to the left of me, I have a couple different series of mics that I've obtained over the time, and I just decided to break a couple of them out so you guys kind of see some things. Now, when you order an Elgato or you get an Elgato mic, a Yeti mic, okay? Elgato mic right now, USB is probably like one of the best mics out there for a USB right now next to the Yeti, I think. And you can't go wrong with either one of those. But talking about the Yeti mic that I'm holding in my hand, a lot of times you get these mic stands. Now, if you notice, I took it out of the mic stand. And the reason why I did is because these mic stands sit low on a desk. Now, I don't know about you, but a desk isn't exactly to eye level or in my face. So if this was on a desk, I would have to lean forward a lot to talk into it to have the audio pick up properly, and it would be annoying, so I don't use it. So a lot of times I tell people, take the mic stand, trash it, throw it away. Instead, remove the mic, buy yourself what's called like a boom arm or something, okay? As you can tell, the mic I'm using is obviously on one. I could move it up and down, and it could fluctuate, right? So once you get an arm, a nice mic arm, and it's set up, and you get it placed in, all right, you could choose whether or not you want to use a USB mic or an XLR mic. Just know, if you go with an XLR mic, you're going to have to buy something that powers it, including the cord itself that works. Now, these cords aren't real expensive. If you want to save some money, just buy the cord through Amazon. Amazon has a pretty good selection of mics, and they're pretty affordable. Now, one thing that I didn't mention early on was a webcam, but that's pretty much common sense. If you want to stream, I always highly recommend get a decent headset, get a decent way to capture your stream. And then if you want a webcam at that point, you can add it. You can add a webcam at any point. Early on, it is kind of highly recommended because people get to see you and your personality, and they get to know who you are and things like that. So again, it's up to you whether or not you want to do it. Some people don't want to show their face and they want to stream. It's a little harder, guys. Not everybody could do that. Not everybody. It doesn't really work for everybody. The odds of it happening are a lot slimmer. Remember, top streamers, it's very rare. So when you're going into your USB mics, you got your Yeti mic, You could choose whether or not you want to use it or not. Just know that this type of quality of mic, you may get some static interference. You may have some issues with the pickup or audio delay, or you may not be able to get it to sound exactly like you want. But unfortunately, with a USB mic, you're just very limited on what you could do. The Yeti does give you a couple different options. I've seen people record with this, singing, playing instruments, podcasting with it, and so on. It just depends on what type of, you know, content creator or broadcaster you want to be. For me, my voice was everything, because not only am I streaming video games, but I'm creating educational podcasts, as well as we have funny geek out talks about movies and upcoming events and funny conspiracies and things like that. Like, we have a lot of fun with these podcasts, but I always like to bring an educational podcast into the stream with the LFAM and everybody, so that you guys kind of know, like, if you get stuck somewhere, you could listen to something and maybe it'll inspire you to just kind of do something a little different. All right. Now, some of you I've seen rock the Snowball mic, and it's a very affordable mic. It's this little guy right here. I've even seen some of you guys disengage it and have this little Snowball on one of these boom arms that my mic's on. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. If this is what works for you, do it. If it's in the budget, do it. All you're doing is investing in a stream to make it a better quality. And again, it uses a USB cable. It's pretty long and pretty decent, and it plugs into the back, and you'll be able to capture some pretty decent audio with it. You can't go wrong with it. And it's something that sooner or later, if you're going to continue to stream and go to the next level, you're going to want that good quality audio all the way around. I want to say thanks, because to all you guys, always tell me how great the quality audio is, or how good the audio is quality wise, whatever you want to put it. I just want to say thanks, you know, and a lot of this came from trial and error, even asking and talking with family members that are in the music industry that are real producers, like my cousin Mars, and asking them, hey, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? And listening and taking that advice and putting it into my stream. Me personally, I like an analog digital board for my mic because it requires no software. And I use the dials to tune it and make it the way I want. Now, you could buy something that's called a Go XLR, and it's digital. And you've seen a lot of people have them. Just Google them. They're extremely expensive. They're about $700, $800. And when they're hard to get, they're even more expensive. The problem with that is the software for me. You have to have the software on your computer. You have to worry about drivers updates and things like that. And I've seen where, if it doesn't work properly, you have issues with your mic. I want to know every time I come into my studio, just like a real music studio, just like a real broadcast studio, that like Ellen, the show Ellen, or you know, whatever, the radio show that you listen to when you drive to work in the morning. I promise you, they're using analog mixer boards and stuff in the studio because they're extremely reliable. And you don't have to worry about the interference, the grounding, or the application is not working properly. And if you want to, there's always software available that you can integrate into it. But in my case, I really don't need it. So it worked out great for me. And I still got amazing sound for the proper environment I was looking for mine. So take that into consideration as well. When you go into getting your boom arm and you want to use something to kind of filter your sound, remember you have what's called pop filters. Now, you're going to look here and you're going to see like a ton of pop filters I'm holding in my hands. You have screen pop filters. You have like these furry ones that look weird. You have these little foam ones as well. Me personally, I like the one that I have because it's a lot smaller than these. And you can see it clearly on my YouTube video at leequailal.com. Or just go to my YouTube and you're going to see this podcast live. But, you know, I mean, let's face it. I didn't want this in my face. I didn't want the big circular thing in my face. I didn't want the foam thing. So I got like this half shield pop filter and it's amazing. It fits my mic beautifully. which if a lot of times people ask me like, oh, dude, what type of mic do you have? What do you have? You know, again, the mic that I have, the only reason why it sounds as good as it does is because I've learned how to make it that way. So don't get discouraged if you order the mic and you don't get that exact sound like mine. It's just something you have to do. You have to adjust because, again, your voice is different. But I want to give a huge shout out to a company that I absolutely love. All right. And if you guys don't know these people, let me tell you something. TechZone Audio Products is one of my favorite companies in the world. TechZone Audio Products, if you can see it here, the way it's actually structured, all right, this mic is built no different than a mic that would cost like $2,000 or $3,000. It's the way it's built, all right? And you can see how the board is placed inside the mic here and how the ring is up here where the capsule is, right? So all this stuff plays an important factor. And I could go through and I could read all about it and tell you all kinds of stuff about it. But just if you want to look at an amazing product and it's affordable as well, check out TechZone Audio Products. I use the Stellar X2 mic and I love this mic. I will probably use it until it dies because it fits me perfect in my voice. Just because something comes out that's newer doesn't mean it's going to work better for me. And it may not work better for you. In studios, even older studios that I've gone to that are like radio station studios and stuff, because I have friends that own them, I was amazed to see that they were using mics that were anywhere from 20 years old to 40 years old. And believe it or not, it's because of the quality. And some mics they never get rid of because they want that certain sound or that certain pitch that mic gives off. So when you get into the higher end mics, you'll notice that they require some type of hand tuning to get the sound and everything. So you don't want to go dropping your mic. You see these, you know, you don't want to drop a mic. That's a bad thing. But the transparent sound, the design of it, how small it is and how powerful it is, I absolutely love it. And I love their casing. Their casing is beautiful. So huge shout out to TechZone Audio Products. You make an amazing product. And that's the microphone that I use with the Allen & Heath Zeti 8 mixer board, as well as a Yamaha digital receiver. And then it's connected with fiber optics. So I wanted my sound as crisp as possible. And this is how I actually got it to work. So down the road, as you start your streaming career and you start adding all kinds of cool things to your stream, slow down and ask yourself, what is the next step that I want to take in my stream? Don't overexpend your budget. Don't overpay for things that don't make sense. Keep it simple. But the most simple thing you could do early on is your name. Your name is everything. Because in the end, when you put your name out there and people want to know who you are, if it doesn't match, it's going to be very hard to tag yourself. All right. But if everything is at Lee Kwai Lau everywhere I go, what do you think is going to happen when they type in Lee Kwai Lau in Facebook or Lee Kwai Lau in Twitch or Lee Kwai Lau in Google and Bing? Right. Think about that. Safari. All right. No matter where they put it, it's always the same. It's a fundamental lesson, but a lot of people don't do it. And I'm talking majority do not do it right. And I've seen it. I've seen how their Instagrams are. Some of them don't even have an Instagram. Some of them don't even have a Facebook. And I think, honestly, you do yourself a discredit by not having that, because that is still a news media outlet. And it's a huge, broad audience where you could be getting some of your content out there. I want to give a huge shout out to some of my co-hosts, which is Dal Must Game. Check them out. Facebook partner as well as on Twitch. A huge shout out to BMX Shark Art, amazing artist on Twitch. She's a professional in real life. And we do a lot of fun podcasts together, and those are my co-hosts. And another shout out to another Facebook partner. His name's Shohee, S-H-O-W-H-E. Be sure to check him out as well on Facebook. amazing content creator. Absolutely love his gameplay. If you like ghost hunting games as well as Apex, he is your guy. And Tarko is Dalma's game. He plays that as well, but he's a variety streamer just like me. And then you got BMX Shark Art, who actually is a artist. And when I say an artist, she's professional, guys. Like, she's worked on shows like Sinbad and stuff like that. And she does like really fast drawings on the digital board that will, you think she's a computer. She's an absolute machine. But little by little, you'll notice their setups vary and different from mine as well. But again, it just depends on what you're doing and how you're doing it. I don't know what type of games you're going to play. You may be playing games on a arcade joystick like the one to the left of me. You may be playing games on a controller to the left of me. Or you may be playing keyboard and mouse like I do 24/7. I love keyboard and mouse. But every now and then, we'll change it up. I even have steering wheels and joysticks from when I do my American Truck Sim games, or when I do my space games and I want to fly a joystick. It just depends on your setup. Remember, whatever you get, whatever you accumulate, it's going to take up space and it's going to take up money. But spend it wisely and don't be foolish on how you do your stream. All right. So hopefully this helped you out. I'm going to kind of end it at that. If you have any questions, do me a favor, message me on Instagram, message me on Twitter, Facebook. I'll get it either way. Or you could always go to leequietlow.com and reach out there as well. I want to give a huge shout out to Sneak Energy, and thank you for joining me on this day for your streaming 101 tips. Keep it simple, and that is the key to having a successful stream early on. Take care, guys, and be sure to stop by and show Lee Kwai Lau some love. Drop me a follow. A follow is free, or just subscribe to my YouTube channel. You guys are amazing. This is Lee Kwai Lau signing out, saying thank you, and you guys have a nice day. I am out of here.